Wind energy generation is picking up in Michigan despite some local opposition. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham, and for Rebecca Williams. Wind energy became popular because it can reduce the need for polluting coal and gas-generated electricity. But things are shifting now.
The primary driver is economics.
That's Skip Pruss with Five Lakes Energy, a consulting firm on sustainable energy.
Obviously, there's other benefits associated with wind and solar energy. It is environmentally benign. It doesn't produce any carbon dioxide, no particulates, no acid gases, no heavy metals that contaminate the Great Lakes. So even without monetizing those negative aspects of fossil fuel-generated energy, wind and solar is controlling the market now.
Polls show people want green energy. A lot of Fortune 500 companies do, too. The big power companies are taking notice.
What we have is a commitment now, a publicly announced commitment by our two principal utilities that generate 90% of the electricity used in Michigan, Consumers Power and DTE, to build in the next few decades over 11,000 megawatts. That's a lot. Of renewable energy.
That's enough solar and wind energy to power somewhere between 2 million and 7 million homes, depending on how you calculate it. But there are some stumbling blocks, especially when it comes to building those large wind turbines, as we've reported over the years.
Opponents say the wind turbines are negatively affecting the quality of life in Huron.
It's devalued my property. I don't know who would want to live next to a turbine.
Wind development throughout the Great Lakes region. There's been vocal opposition.
So that is, I think, a growing concern.
That's Skip Pruss again.
There's a lot of resistance from local communities, from township governance. Local populations are concerned about noise, they're concerned about aesthetics, they're concerned about alteration of their sense of place because the view now has large turbines spread across the horizon.
People say the spinning blades cause flickering shadows that cause anxiety and epileptic seizures. They say the low-frequency noise caused by the blades can be horrible for people sensitive to noises. People complain about the birds and bats that fly into the spinning blades and die. They also frequently complain the utilities are heavy-handed in siting the wind turbines. Pruss says the turbine manufacturers and the energy companies are working to solve all those problems.
There is still tremendous support, majority support, bipartisan support for clean energy, for wind and solar projects, even utility-scale projects. But the opposition is more vocal, they are more motivated to act, and they are active within township governments, within county governments, in their opposition to wind and solar projects.
Recently, Michigan's year-over-year increase in wind generation has been among the highest in the nation, so it's growing. But most of Michigan's neighbors are still producing a lot more. Wind is just a little more than 5% of electric generation in Michigan. Compare that to Iowa, which gets 38% of its power from wind. The biggest hurdle for Michigan might be approving offshore wind turbines. Off the shore of Lake Michigan is some of the best and most constant wind. Many homeowners along the beaches don't want anything marring the view of the lakes.
I personally think it's inevitable. We will see wind turbines in the lakes. When we see that, they will probably be far out in the lakes and really not even visible from the shorelines.
Maybe. But the first Great Lakes offshore wind turbines likely will be visible. A company planning to install 6 wind turbines in Lake Erie has received conditional preliminary approval. A public hearing is being held tonight on LeadCo's Icebreaker offshore wind project near Cleveland. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.